This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising. With help for the good daughter suffering from the good daughter syndrome. Mother wounds are first felt in the body. Healing happens there too. To heal, you must get out of your head and into your body. An overview. It isn't enough to merely understand what went wrong with your mother-daughter relationship on an intellectual level. Awareness is essential and at the same time not enough. To enhance healing, you must first be in touch with the emotional pain. Then you must have experiences that soothe that pain. How are you going to do that? Listen as I explore the reasons embodied experiences are essential for healing from the mother wound. In the womb and later in her arms, mother was first experienced, felt, taken in, and embodied. Simply put, she affected you first and foremost in your body, in a sensory, physical way, before you uttered your first word. Therefore, it makes sense that healing from a deficit in mothering must incorporate those embodied, felt elements. How can you incorporate these elements to heal? Number one, movement. Movement is used for healing and soothing. The rocking motion that mimics the motion in the womb. This is still soothing to your nervous system as a baby or as an adult. You're wired to be soothed by rhythmic movement. Walking, running, jogging, or dancing can be cathartic, empowering, and healing. Even holding yourself and rocking back and forth has been shown to reset the psyche from trauma. Soothing sounds, first experienced as cooing or lilting maternal voices, can heal, soothe, and empower. Depending on how in tune, pun intended, your mother was or wasn't, she provided these experiences for you outside the womb. If she wasn't as responsive as you needed her to be, you have a hunger for holding, rocking, a cooing, loving voice. Self-talk is important here. Isn't it too late for that? No, actually, you're not stuck or limited by the original experiences you had with the difficult mother as we once thought. The good news is that your brain and your nervous system can still take in and benefit from the sensory experiences as an adult. A popular saying in psychoneurological circles is the brain is plastic and what fires together, wires together. You can create experiences that change the very structure of the brain. You can learn to shift to self-soothing. While it's been years, or perhaps never, since you were soothed in this way, your body remembers and will respond to soothing rhythms that mimic a mother's heartbeat. Regulated breath work that massages you from the inside out and sounds that entrain your brain to experience relaxed states as you listen. As we now know, the brain can be rewired when we give it targeted, intentionally corrective experiences. You can learn to tune into yourself. When will I need to use these experiential tools? You will need these tools when, number one, you're making changes in your relationship with your actual mother. If you don't address the anxiety you encounter when you're working to make changes, the anxiety can threaten to drive you right back to doing things the same old way, with the same results, I might add. Number two, if you have gone and need to go no contact, the feelings you must endure to keep your resolve can be crippling without supportive practices to help. Number three, you get off the phone or have a troubling encounter with mom, and you don't want to act out of pure emotion. You want to cool off, get perspective, and think with a rational head. All of these are important reasons to learn self-regulation, self-soothing methods for yourself. In doing so, you can learn to rely on yourself for feeling good. Another essential tool in your toolbox is meditation. This is the key to calm, clarity, and the self-confidence you're seeking. A lot of therapists don't know that talking alone is rarely enough. You need to dive deep into curative experiences in addition to intellectual understanding. This is how we rise.